Welcome to the Pursuit of Living Well podcast, brought to you by All About Skin Wellness Center, where our focus is you having healthy skin at every age. Today on the podcast, you'll be hearing a conversation with my good friend, Dr. Pauline Shiver of Elite Rehab and Performance. And we were able to discuss some of the results that we got with the frequency therapy study that we did in June. I hope you stay tuned. Take some notes. You might want to get in on the next one that starts August 1st. So I am here today with Pauline Shiver, and you will remember her because she's one of our top guests that we've had this year with our second season. Was it our second season? Yeah. Second season.
Yeah.
Anywho, she and I partnered together last month in the month of June to do a study with frequency therapy regarding the soundbar. And so we thought that we just hop on here and talk about it. So this is going to be very off the cuff, and we're going to talk about why we did it and the results that we found out. It's not going to be a long podcast, so y'all hold tight, listen in, because you might want to jump in on this next study that we're starting August 1st.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. It was awesome. So those of you that have been listening to the podcast know that I am really big into the sound bar, the frequency therapy, the frequency minded music, and have been working with this for about 3 years now. And what frequency therapy is using different music mixed with different frequencies, or should I say different frequencies mixed with music, to target different nerve centers in the body. And they can range anything from stress, anxiety, depression, lack of sleep, chronic fatigue, chronic pain, to lack of creativity, lack of sleep, you name it. And there's some little studies out there, but they're few and far between. And so we thought, you know what, let's do one on our own here with some of the locals and see what happens. And I've been working with Pauline a little bit on the physical therapy side for my shoulder. And she also helped me with some knee replacement stuff. And anyway, she knows her stuff. And so she wanted to really get in on this with regard to her clients. And last month, we kind of left it open to who could be, you know, taking part. But there were some parameters that we did. They had to come in at least three times a week. We had to do an intake form before and after each session. And there was nothing but amazing results all the way around. So let's talk about it.
It was amazing. So like you said, with the physical therapy side of things, I'm always looking for ways to really help my patients, because pain can be such a limiter. Mm-hmm. And pain doesn't always correlate with like the tissue damage. And so you can have pain and somebody's telling you there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you. And so it gets really frustrating sometimes, because you really do have pain and you're being told that, basically, for lack of a better word, that you're crazy, that you're not really, nothing wrong with you, but really there is. And so for me, it was really looking for that way to kind of complement some of these chronic pain situations where the healing has occurred, but the pain still lingers. But then, like you said, it was sort of too looking at acute pain and just other things. So when we opened it up, I was really excited to see if this could help give some of my patients at least some relief at times when they're dealing with these chronic nagging injuries. And I was so excited when we were getting some of that feedback and when we were going through the questionnaires. Almost every single person experienced an in-session decrease in pain. And it was amazing, because what they went down at a minimum of 1 point, but most of them went down at least 2. And that's pretty clinically significant when you think about a pain scale of 0 to 10. If you drop 2 points, that's a difference. I mean, it makes a huge difference. And so that really got me, because it starts to open up avenues where we can use sound therapy with physical therapy. You know, maybe right before, mm-hmm. maybe caring, you know, to kind of help people get further along in rehab. So that was like super exciting to me, and I love to be able to see that decrease in pain.
Yeah. And I want to point out one thing, because you said almost everybody, and it actually, it was everybody.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
That's
it was everybody that every single person, we had 100%. What's the word I'm trying to say? Every single person that took part in this had success in some area, and everyone saw immediate, you know, a little relief while in session. And that is what I want, let's just start with that. Let's start with the pain part, because there's a lot out there about how pain settles in your body from traumatic events that have happened in your life. And it can be, what's big to me could be like minuscule to someone else, but and vice versa, right? But there also can be like physical traumas that happen to us that some people don't even, they're like, okay, and they have no issue with it at all. And a lot of times I find that, especially in working with my clients prior to this, the ones that had the most struggle were the ones that had the most emotional trauma in their past and in their lives. And that has caused like chronic pain and all kinds of things. But having, you know, knowing that for myself to be true, and then some people that I've worked with, I wanted to see what bringing other people from different genres, I should maybe, different groups of people that really had nothing was similar with any of them as far as their background goes, I guess is what I'm going to say. So we had veterans. We had someone with chronic pain issues, and but she did have a physical issue that jump started some of that. We had someone that went through abuse and then some other things that happened. And then we had other people that were in rehab from, you know, physical rehab from one thing or another. And so everybody was different. It wasn't like they all had back pain, or they all suffered with migraines, or they all, you know, had sexual abuse, or they all had, I mean, it was just all kinds of stuff that we had coming in. So let's go there. Let's talk about some of the pain stuff that we were seeing as far as the significant drop in pain when they were going through that.
So I think the biggest thing kind of takeaway for me was just like I was saying, like that significant clinically, it was clinically meaningful to me because are looking for some of those things where it shows a significant change. So you're looking at this and you go, well, it was a half a point, may not be very clinically significant, but 2 points on a scale is huge. Some of it was just how quickly they noticed this relief. You know, it would be 30-minute long sessions, 20 to 30 minutes, but within 5 or 10 minutes, they were noticing this drop in pain. And I mean, that's amazing because in therapy, it doesn't really happen that quickly. And sometimes pain is that block. You just can't get past that pain. So you can't push therapy into the next level. So for me, it was like that was so meaningful to be able to look at that and go, all right, there may be a place for this in therapy. And I truly agree with you. I think that there's trauma, physical, emotional, mental, whatever, I think manifests in pain in the body. I think our bodies don't always process it well. I think it can. We can accumulate it and it can manifest into physical sensations. And so I think that this is a way to kind of target some of that when we may be blocking it because we don't even know. Like how many people, you know, hear about these things and think about trauma in the sense that it may be causing a chronic pain condition. They don't. So that was so cool to be able to see that. And then, you know, kind of just watching over the course of the 12 sessions where their pain would start. Like I even started to notice a trend that it wasn't as high. And when they started, so from session 1 to session 12, they had a drop. And so it was this significant carryover too. So it was, which was really important.
What if there was a way to access the subconscious and shut off that racing mind? What if that sleep that you were getting at night actually allowed you to recover and wake up more alive and alert the next day? The soundbar is a meditation room that uses frequency-minded music to help you relax and reset. It uses different frequencies to target nerve receptors in the body and may help with anxiety, stress, depression, lack of sleep, chronic pain, and more. The soundbar is located right here in Moorhead City at 4426 Arundel Street, Suite A in Pelletier Harbor Shops.
Because that was another part of it, was just like the how it hit people with like relaxation, anxiety, sleep. I think those kind of play into each other. I know with pain that it can make sleep very difficult, particularly mm-hmm. chronic pain, but even acute. It can make sleep very difficult because you can't get comfortable and then your anxiety level starts to increase. And that was another thing we noticed, was that just that kind of anxiety and that feeling of just sort of calm would come over mm-hmm. and they would be more relaxed. And having, you know, one of the participants was talking about vivid dreams and just yep. getting those deep sleep states where you're having those vivid dreams. And that's so cool because, right. you know, that to me is another sign of like healing and allowing your body to heal.
Well, it is, because I remember I used to work with Dr. Kahn with the National Headache Institute because I suffered with chronic headaches. And he said, okay, we're doing, let's look at sleep studies. Let's see how well you're sleeping. But before I do them, let's look at your past sleep studies to see what's been going on. He said, because there's some sleep studies that they say that they're normal and they're just not normal. And what was happening with me was they came out normal, but I wasn't getting any REM sleep. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting that REM sleep, that is the recovery sleep that helps you heal. And so what was happening for me, I was getting on average 3 to 4 minutes of REM sleep per night. Mm-hmm. So I was aging on steroids. So at that time, I think I was 38. And he said it was like I was in my 70s and 80s because of that. And so when I got my sleep fixed, then things started to actually, my body started to go to work and actually heal itself. So sleep is huge. Yeah. And not only were the vivid dreams there, but, and that person was not the only one that mentioned it. There was a couple of others, you know, just in passing verbally saying, oh my gosh, I'm sleeping so much better.
It was all, yeah,
so it was all longer and longer too. They were actually getting 7-8 hours of sleep a night versus the 4 to 6. So that's huge. Sleep is huge.
It is. Sleep affects everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, mental, emotional, physical, everything. So yeah, that was another big piece of, okay, how do we, this is going to promote healing in so many different ways. And to be able to get that good sleep and that REM sleep, deep sleep, just, it was another great effect mm-hmm. of this particular treatment. It was awesome.
Yeah. We had a couple veterans that were taking place. One wasn't a full-time participant in the study, but he was a referral actually from the other one. And it's amazing to see what happens just after their first time there. Both of them mentioned like the following day, at one of them was like that same day, he called me like two hours later, but both of them had an experience of like all of a sudden this cloud being lifted that they didn't even know was there. And that was in the first 10 to 15 minutes of having their first session. Now what? And it stayed gone. Like,
awesome. What else is going to do that? Nothing.
Yeah. Like, and people don't understand. It's hard to explain how it works. It just works.
But I don't think there always has to be an explanation.
There doesn't have to be an explanation. You just have to try it. And you just have to like be open to the possibility that something that actually is God created because everything has a frequency to it, that is going to work to help you heal. It's getting into that place of whatever your body needs. And we don't always know what the frequency is that you need the most, or that is going to work for you. But when it does, you notice a difference.
It's profound. I mean, yeah. That's what it seemed, you know, the results of this study were kind of showing how profound it was. Mm-hmm. As you and I both know that it's a short time, 3 times a week for a month, 12 sessions, really isn't that much in the grand scheme of things. And for there to be this much improvement, it was pretty fantastic, mm-hmm. particularly in the ways that it was helping. And I think one of the biggest too was just some of the blocks being broken away. We had the one participant that just was able to make some life changes and get out of, for lack of a better word, a rut, and kind of find herself again, mm-hmm. and make these drastic changes that have like basically turned her life around in such a good way. You know, that's just another way it has kind of helped heal. Mm-hmm. I think that is a form of healing, and from some traumas and things like that, she was able to make some changes and get that, I forget how she put it, but just how it was allowed her, you know, to kind of open up to these opportunities.
Right.
And make changes that maybe she wouldn't have made otherwise.
Right. Well, I think sometimes, especially this day and age, and especially as women, we have a difficult time compartmentalizing things. Everything runs together. Everything. It's like, it's really hard sometimes for us to get super clear on the direction that we need to go in, because we've been so trained, for lack of a better word, to poll the audience, to test everything out, to get everybody's opinion, and we lose how to actually use our own intuition, and we keep second guessing ourselves, and we don't trust ourselves. And so this really, really helps us as women, people in general, but us as women, to be able to cut out the chatter of the brain, to shut down the monkey mind, so that we can actually hear what it is that our soul desire, what it is that we really, really want out of life, and to be able to see where we're not finding that in the life that we're living in the moment. And so she still comes, and every day I see her, my heart just smiles, the happy smile. And it's just really cool to see, you know, what's happening with that. One of the other gals that we worked with, it chronic pain, hits so close to home for me. And what was really cool, and I want to put this out there, because I know some people that are listening are thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I was local. I wish I could do this. And because of her situation, she could not come in. And so we were able to offer it to her virtually, and we're going to extend that in August. So we will have all of the details to everyone with this and the timing of everything in an email to you. But if you're interested in hearing more about any of this, we please, please, please want you to reach out to us. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but I had to put a little plug in right here, because it does start August 1st. I don't even know what day that is. Is it a Monday? Okay, good. So it's a Monday. So we're going to start it on August 1st. But if you're interested in getting the information and to see if you would qualify to be a part of this, please reach out to us. Shoot us an email. You can shoot me an email at therealsoundbar@gmail.com, or Pauline, is it Pauline@eliterehab.com?
Yep, that's it.
Those two emails, it'll be in the show notes. You can also find us on Instagram. If you're following this one, you know you'll find me at Karen Parker Living Well on Instagram. But send us an email, give us your information, and we can get this information out to you. We will be doing our intakes. What day did we decide to do that on?
I honestly don't remember what day.
I'm getting ready to look it up. I'm getting ready to look it up. It is actually in the next week, right?
Yeah, I think it is next.
It is the 26th. And
that's right.
We will 26. Be doing them in person from 4 to 7 at the Sound Bar. But if you are going to be doing that virtually, it would be with either Pauline or myself, probably via Zoom or a phone call for that. We can work out the details, but let's talk about who this is for this next study, because it's going to be a little more geared towards what?
We are going to really be focusing on pain this time. Mm-hmm. So while the people that participated last time did have pain, that's not always primarily what they were coming in for. And so this time we are really looking at pain. So that doesn't, it can be acute if you've had recent surgery, a recent injury, or it can be chronic, something that you've been dealing with for a long period of time. But that's really our number one, I would say, criteria is some form of pain. It can be, there's so many different types of pain. I look at peripheral neuropathies, that's right. A type of pain, so nerve pain, musculoskeletal pain, that kind of stuff. But that's, our number one criteria for this.
Mm-hmm. Any of you that suffer from migraines and headaches, I want to encourage you, highly, highly, highly encourage you. Speaking as someone who suffered for the majority of my life, we're talking 40 plus years, with severe migraines. I had cluster headaches, bad tension headaches. I had a couple of traumatic brain injuries from car accidents. And you think, oh my gosh, how am I going to be able to listen to anything when I am in severe pain? And if you can get through 6 minutes, I can guarantee you that you'll have some sort of relief. Can't tell you how much because everybody's different. But when I feel one coming on now, I will put on the frequency that helps with that. And literally 6 minutes is the marker. And I'm not going to lie, those first 6 minutes can be pure hell. But once that hits that six minute mark, there's something that happens in the brain that, and this frequency is called the analgesic frequency, by the way. And so what it does is it targets those pain receptors in the body that help to mask the pain. And I don't take any medication. Let me just put that out there. So if you're dealing with that, I encourage you. Also, chronic back pain, this specific frequency that I'm talking about has been studied in chronic back pain. It's been studied in cancer patients. So when we say pain, we really do mean all types of pain, and we would love to have you. What else?
That was pretty much our main, criteria was we really want to pursue this pain and how it's responding. Mm-hmm. But I think at the same token, it kind of into some of that sleep stuff. Mm-hmm. If your pain is affecting how well you're sleeping, if you find that you're feeling, that anxiety level slowly increasing, because pain is relative.
Yeah.
And people are amazing, with their tolerance to pain, and they may be going, if you're in your head thinking, well, mine's just like a 2 out of 3. Okay, well, let's dig into that a little bit. You may be a 2 out of 3 on a scale of 0 to 10, but is it affecting your life? Are you having anxiety and panic attacks? Have you had to be put on some type of medication? Are you sleeping well? Are you getting 2 to 3 hours at a time? Let's look at that. So your pain may feel small to you, but let's look at the other side of that. That would be another criteria where we'd want to include you in this study, because pain is pain. Mm-hmm. And it's relative, and your 3, maybe somebody else's 7. So let's get you in and let's look at, can we improve some of those other things that may then end up helping relieve your pain level down to even a 1? And how often would that?
Yeah. And I think a lot of times those that have dealt with it for a long time, especially those of us that are getting older, like I'm 54, and they think, oh, I'm just getting old, this is normal. No. Can we please redefine what normal is?
Thank you.
Can we please redefine what normal is? No, it's not normal. I mean, actually, it's normal. It is not. It's not a correct way to think.
I get what you're saying. So yes, wrinkles on the outside equal wrinkles on the inside. We all develop some level of arthritis or some type of just structural changes inside that do cause some pain. But I agree with you. We need to reframe how we look at it. There is something you can do about it. I think too many people think, oh, I'm just getting old. There's nothing I can do about it. That is not true.
Right.
I call bullshit on that because you can. There are things you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes, like in working with, you know, on the physical side of it, sometimes it does have to get worse. It doesn't have to, but it does get worse before it gets better. And it's that persistence and that pushing through to get to the other side that you actually find your freedom. And it, you know, having pain when you get older, you know, I think of people that lived, you know, years ago when the only thing, the only kind of work there was physical labor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they kept going and they kept going and they had these bodies that just kept going and going. And now most of us sit for our job. We don't move enough. And movement, I think, is the number one prevention or preventative to health. So that's my two cents for that. I won't get on my little horse about that. I'm preaching to myself on this one.
You can say that for another podcast.
Yeah. Go listen to the other podcast that we had. But yeah, I mean, I noticed for myself, I haven't moved like I was, you know, even a year ago, and I can tell like how my body is responding to different things. And, I'm just like, Karen, come on, you gotta move. You know better, you know this, you know this. And, but sleep's a big part of it. Sleep's a big part of it. So, you know, once you know something, doesn't mean that you always do it right and you always do it perfectly. And that is okay because we're human. And so what we want to encourage you guys to do is to reach out, shoot us an email, let us know that you want to be a part of the next study. It starts August the 1st and we're so excited. And just to let you know, so there are, if you're local to us, there is between 27 and 30 different sessions per week that you can choose from to come take part in. This is free to you. And there are 3 times a week that you have the opportunity to be on virtual. I am looking at expanding that to at least having something available every day. The times may be different, but it would be available every day. And so, yeah. So at least, you know, 5 times a week where you can do it virtually. Is it maybe going to be a little bit more difficult to do it virtually? Maybe. But the one person that we thought would have the hardest time because her pain was so bad was the one that showed up without fail every time. This, you know, and there were different times, 3 times a week. And I'm not gonna lie, one of them was 5:30 in the morning and she was there on Zoom, ready to go. So all you need is either your phone or a laptop and a good set of headphones. And just say yes to yourself to take part in this. And you've got us cheering you on the whole time. And anytime you have questions, right? Anytime you have questions, all you got to do is reach out.
And the commitment, just to kind of reiterate on that, is just 3 times a week for 20 to 30 minutes for the duration of the study. And it can be a mix. Like if you want to come in one day and do virtual 2 or vice versa, like we just need those 3 sessions done. And then like Karen said, we're there for you. We're here to support you. You know, if you have questions, you just have to reach out to us. We're happy to help in any way that we can throughout the study as well. It's just, we want to help. So don't be shy about it. Just come, just ask.
Yes. Just ask. So yeah. So the real soundbar at gmail.com, or shoot, you could also do Karen Parker Living Well at gmail.com, and then Pauline at elite rehab.com.
EliteRehabAndPerformance.com. Sorry.
EliteRehabAndPerformance.com. Yeah. We'll put it in the show notes. Sorry. It's the end of the day. My brain is not here. Elite Rehab and Performance. Okay. Pauline at Elite Rehab and Performance. I'm going to say that 20,000 times so I can get it right in my head. Anywho, so we appreciate you guys listening. We're here for you. We're wanting to offer this to everyone. And reach out.
Let us know. We're here.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I would be forever honored and grateful for your 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to follow me, be sure to check me out at Karen Parker Living Well over on the gram for more tips and inspiration on how to pursue that life you long for.